Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 9th of July 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. I'm actually recording this in advance. By the time this one comes out, I would be on my way home from a book launch, which I'm looking forward to seeing. Aid Sellers, my good friend, is having his book launch and I'm going to be enjoying that. So I've recorded this in advance, but it's certainly been another hot one this week. And this weekend looks like it's going to be even hotter. We have to soldier on through. As the old saying, we make hay while the sun shines. And right now, the sun is definitely shining. Now, this weekend, I'm going to be spending a good chunk of time at the allotment. First job is, of course, to harvest all my overwintered onions and shallots. The onions are definitely ready. The shallots, I think, are ready, but I'm going to double check those. Once they're harvested, I'm then just going to give that a good little tidy up, remove the straw mulch, and then I'm going to go tidy up the spring sown onions, which aren't quite ready for harvesting yet. They're going to be probably next month. And then all that straw mulch that I've gathered from the overwintered, I'm just going to cover over more of the soil where I can. This is obviously using my straw mulch to bulk things up. It's really making a difference. It's really been a lifesaver in this heat, this straw mulch. So I'm not going to let it go to waste, but there's no point having it on the beds when there's nothing growing in there. Of course, once the onions are harvested, we're going to be planting out our leeks in place. So we're going to be getting ready for that as well. After that, I'm going to start tackling the gooseberry bushes. Now, they're going to be removed. This is something I've spoken about on the podcast this week, and I kind of want to make a start now. I'm getting annoyed with all the brambles and everything, so just going to make a start on that and get it looking fresh. Then back home in the kitchen garden, the plan is to thin my grapes. Now, this is always a satisfying task, and it's something that needs doing. A bit like thinning our apples, we need to thin our grapes so we get bigger, better grapes. I'm also hoping to get hold of an IBC container this weekend, and that is going to try and get into place. Not sure if I'm going to quite get it into place, but I'm going to get hold of one, and I'm hoping then that's going to capture more of this rain water when it does finally rain. Following on from that, I'm also going to be harvesting loads of raspberries and clearing away some old broad beans that have died back after harvesting them all, then just having a good general tidy up. Now, of course, that's my plans for the weekend, but you might be thinking to yourself, what can I be doing this weekend? Well, I've got a few jobs that you yourself could tackle. First of all, check your watering system, hose connections for leaks. You really don't want to waste any water in this heat, and I suspect some of us are going to be having hose pipe bans coming up, so we want to really make sure we do what we can to protect ourselves against that. We're going to be pinching out any side shoots on tomatoes. This is just in order to keep them focused on fruiting. And side shoots, I often describe, you've got your main stem, you've got your branches coming off the side, and they grow in between. You really want to pinch those out. Give perennial herbs like rosemary and sage a light trim. And this is to encourage fresh growth. And just obviously trim them, you harvest your herbs, trim them, and use those trimmings in the kitchen. But at the same time, it just gives those plants a bit of a tidy up and a look a little bit better. Lift and divide any congested clumps of chives or mint if they are getting unruly. They actually benefit from it quite well. And in fact, mint is a good idea to cut half of your mint down now, let it regrow, then cut the other half mint. And that just stops it from going to seed. You will need net any soft fruit if birds are becoming a problem. My raspberries are ready, so we're harvesting those. Birds aren't too much of a problem, but if it's a battle to try and keep them off, net them. Refresh any container compost in your pots by just simply scraping off the top inch and then adding fresh material and a bit of a feed. This is something I do quite regularly, and it's well worth doing it as well. And finally, if you are growing courgettes, you're probably picking lots or got lots of small courgettes. Pick them when they're small. They do grow fast in this hot weather and they can get really big overnight. Now, moving on from that, we have got we're sowing today, sorry, carrot, the Autumn King 2, which are a main crop type of carrot and a really easy one to grow. So first of all, you just need to prepare the bed just by getting your rake and just raking through the soil, clearing away any bits of weed, any stones or anything like that. You want a really deep, fine compost on your soil. Carrots really need quite a loose compost so their roots can develop nice, straight and long. So just rake that surface until it's level and crumbly. Water lightly so the soil is just damp. This is a big tip. And what I actually do, I'll water the surface and then I'll make a drill in the ground about half a centimetre deep, water into that drill as well, let the water soak in for a minute or two, and then sow your seeds shallow into that drill. Now, ideally, you want to space them out so that you don't have to thin them later, but that can always be quite difficult to manage. But cover them over with the soil and water again. I cannot emphasize how much you need to water. Some people will actually put a block of wood over the top of their carrots and parsnips to lock in that moisture. And as soon as they germinate, they remove that block of wood. I don't worry too much about that, but I do water my seeds quite regularly. And once they germinate, germination can take up to 2 weeks on these. But once they appear, you will need to thin them out just to give each plant enough room to form good-sized roots. I like to leave them in the ground until I really need to thin them out, and then that way the thinnings are large enough that we can eat as well. So what I mean by that is that you might have them, if they're a bit too tightly packed, we'll remove them, and as they grow, we'll remove more and more to give the ones remaining more space. They may be small, but they are delicious at the same time. Once they're growing, it's just a case of keeping that bed weed-free. Avoid overwatering. Carrots prefer consistent moisture rather than heavy soaking. And as they grow, just resist that temptation to pull them early. Now, Autumn King will grow into a good size carrot. And as I said, they will grow. And once they start pushing their tops out of the soil, that's when they are ready for harvesting. And just pull them out of the soil and they are good to go. So really quite easy. Now, if you've got any other plans for this weekend, please do feel free to share them with me. I'd love to hear what you are doing. But that just about takes care of everything today. We will be back again on Sunday. So until then, please take care.